Welcome to the Edge of Hero Park podcast. I'm Kirk Konecki, the superintendent of Indian Hill, and we're here with a couple of our adult Edge of Heroes today. Mm-hmm. Amy Smart, Sandy Gemmel. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks. Excited to be here.
Well, we're meeting with partners this year, and we're doing some podcasts to talk about the things that are really special going on. And of course, there are some amazing things happening at IHMS, and especially with our special education students and teachers. And specifically, we want to talk a little bit about Special Olympics today at the start. Can you explain, Amy, what has been going on with our partnership and affiliation with Special Olympics?
Definitely. So in 2019, we decided to start Unified Trek here at Indian Hill. And through starting that, we made connections with our chapter of Special Olympics in Ohio. They've turned out to be such an incredible resource, helping us get equipment, just giving us ideas of clubs and activities to try with our students, and just being a good person for us to bounce ideas off of.
And how many people, Sandy, would you say are involved in general? Like, how many kids are now involved in the program after a few years?
Gosh, we are in upwards of 40 kids mm-hmm. involved in both our bowling and our track program. And honestly, I think we've had almost every staff member volunteer their time to participate, whether it's timing at a track meet mm-hmm. or going bowling with us or coming to Partners Club during the day. And I think the other thing I wanted to point out with the Special Olympics, what's been really neat is they've connected us to other schools that are getting their unified programs going. So we've had some partnerships with other local school districts, and which has been a great network for not only us, but our families.
Yeah, the network of support that comes through Special Olympics is really amazing, right? Mm-hmm. And I love hearing the fact that we have staff and volunteers and people mm-hmm. who just want to be around the program. And you two, of course, have done an amazing job of promoting it. Where has this grown now, Amy? Like, as you've watched over the last 3 to 4 years, who are some of the other schools involved? What are the competitions that we should look forward to seeing?
It's great. I think Loveland has been our biggest partnership. They hosted an incredible event for us in the spring, where their parents were cheering for our athletes just as loud as our parents were cheering for our own. They had t-shirts and medals, and our kids just all got announced, and it was an incredible way for us to end our season. So it's been great that we get to travel and compete. That's really exciting for our athletes. It's also super fun to host. Mm-hmm. We have our kids line the fence at the football field and cheer for our runners, and it just really becomes a whole community involved activity.
And I think one thing that culminated that is our partnership with Brian Phelps, our athletic director, and really how much he's embraced our program. And it really showed when we had a walkthrough prior to our meet at Loveland, and Indian Hill High School students and middle school students all lined the hallway mm-hmm. and gave the kids on the unified team, both kids with disabilities and kids without, the opportunity to have really a championship walkthrough. And it was it was so special.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you mention, you know, I think Brian, Julius, the department now, Amy Clark, are really trying to help promote what's going on for inclusive activities for all students, right? We talk about this thing, the IH Promise, and our strategic plan and this vision of we want pairing purpose and passion for all kids. All means all. You two model that and embody that every day. We were joking a little bit before the podcast about, right, like how hard it is sometimes, and like these are the things that help get you through as educators. Mm-hmm. When you see the actual competitions happen, right, I know it's emotional and fun, but what's the funny part of it? Like, from a teacher's perspective that we might want to hear, or for those adults in our community that don't know or haven't seen it yet, what's the part that makes you guys laugh?
I think sometimes the getting ready, you know, just getting in uniform. First, there's a lot of pride. Just that simple IH logo on their uniform shirt. For a lot of our kids, that's the first time that they're wearing a shirt to represent their school, not just a club team or an intramurals team, but they are actually wearing an Indian Hill jersey.
Oh, yeah.
But we have some fashionistas on our team, and so we never are quite sure what's going to be under maybe those jerseys to add their personal flair.
Personal flair is important for athletes.
It's huge, and so we have our gear as well. Snack.
Are there any
huge
rituals that have developed?
Snack is big.
Snack is a big ritual.
Is big, right?
Yeah, making sure we get snack. Uh-huh. I think the bus rides have been so fun. And really for us, just to sit back and watch the relationships happening, has been just truly
the golf
beautiful cart.
The golf cart is our best friend because honestly, it is a far walk from the building down to our football field. So everybody that jumps in to help us get ready to start the event. There's
really,
so many laughs along the way.
It's all hands on deck. So it's, you know, when we go to Loveland, their teachers and athletic directors are in it. When they come here, we're helping with all the athletes, which has been just super fun for us.
Yeah.
People may not know, right, unless they're volunteering or coaching or they're a Brian Phelps, the logistics involved with putting an event together like a track and field meet is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you've got all these other things you're dealing with, right? Let's talk about this. Unified Champion School Program and a huge mark of pride and excellence and I think achievement for this school culture. Explain what the Unified Champion School is so that we all understand.
Sure. Let me start.
Sure.
It was a huge undertaking, to be honest, and we're thankful for the support of Lauren. She let us have a half day off to really...
Lauren Gentine, our awesome principal,
gave us time off to put together the portfolio. It was a pretty involved application. There are several factors that we had to make sure we met, which took us a few years, honestly, to get there. Whole school engagement. We have to have a sports team. We have to have a club, just to name a few of the things that we had to have in place and to make sure that they really were happening and in an authentic way. And then we had to be able to document that and show evidence. So that was a big undertaking. And then we knew that it wasn't even a guaranteed shot that we would get it because that last year there were no schools in Ohio that were given the banner of a unified champion school.
So banner, what's it mean, Sandy?
Oh, I don't even know.
It's
so exciting. I think, you know, we're not here for the like awards and that piece of it, but it was nice. It is nice to be recognized for our students, especially.
Yeah.
Like, we have to shout out Connor Kennedy. He has been truly our student partner in all of this. And just to watch like the growth in him and watch the growth in the relationships, just to see that hard work marked with our banner. You know, I think it was really special when our principal, Lauren Gentine, said, "This is the thing I'm most proud of that we're putting in the new building. We have furniture and we have beautiful pieces, but this banner is truly what we're working to continue to be.
Show that we're a place
so
for everybody.
That was, it's very special."
Well, I think it's always nice to be recognized for hard work.
Yeah.
But like you said, you both are so humble and you're great teammates, right? And we talk a lot about ideal teammates are humble, hungry, and smart. Not literally Amy Smart, right? Like you have put together this amazing program, and now it's been recognized not just within our school community, but by the larger community and by an organization that does this nationally. That is really special. You should both be so proud, and I know how proud you are of the students. If people could see through the you know, the microphone right now, they'd see the pride on your face. Let's just take a quick step back from all that for a moment. We know where this has gone, and how much time and effort are you putting into this outside of your regular work day? Like, I know what other coaches do, but like, how has that evolved and developed? What are you doing, like, so that someone knows?
Yeah, there's a lot of logistical pieces with some of our students. We have speech needs, we have sensory needs, we have to work with transportation because we need handicap accessible busing. So those pieces that not everyone thinks about to ensure that the experience is really a universal experience for every student. There are the pieces that we have to place. I mean, our educational aides without Trish McHugh and Amanda Rashawn and Roberta,
we would not be able to do it.
It would not happen. So we're navigating scheduling adults. We're making sure, you know, a lot of our students are nonverbal, so that communication piece with parents has to be extremely robust. So parents know when we're going to be, where we're going to be, and what's going on.
What time the races are starting, just all of those.
A lot of people don't know this. You just mentioned, though, some of our amazing aides. A lot of people don't know that in public schools and in private schools around Ohio, right, like, we actually staff more aides in this district than any other public school. How important are aides to you and the roles that you have on a daily? Like, give us a sense of that.
It's everything. I mean, the fact that they are there, and sometimes last minute we're changing schedules on them just because coverage looks different, or we had a schedule change in the building, and that they can be flexible they just have empathy and patience, and it's hard, tiring work some days, and we're just so thankful for them to be able to be flexible, to love our students as much as we do, and they come to school every day and they work so hard.
I love hearing that, and you both know that being an aide is not an easy job and requires a lot of skills. Most of those skills, right, are in empathy and communication skills. Not everybody can do that. Sandy, like, when you think about what the aides are doing on a daily basis in terms of communication and coordination across a whole faculty, like, what does it take to do that job?
A lot of patience and willing to learn. I think that's what's special about our department that we work with. Like, I've seen aides just over the last couple of years learn, like, so a communication device can be pretty complicated, and we've seen aides take the device home and learn to add buttons and pieces so that students can navigate the classroom. Their voice can be heard in the classroom. Like, just little things like that are going above and beyond. All of our aides are extremely well-versed in Canvas, just so they know, which is our learning management system, so they know what's going on in class to make sure they're two steps ahead of where
using their lunchtime to watch a science video on their laptop so that they can better understand the content to be better at explaining it to the kids later.
Now, that's obviously an important layer for you all, and I know that you two work as a great team, not just with this program, but with your department on a daily basis. I laugh sometimes, right? Because outside of, like, special education teacher department, sometimes the idea of collaboration and making time to co-plan, all that isn't quite the same. But how important is this idea of team teaching? How important is this word collaboration to make our special needs services work?
I keep saying I think it's everything, but I think the people truly are what make the work able to be done. If we weren't able to text each other, you know, these crazy ideas, like, let's try this at 10 o'clock at night. Sometimes that's when our brains are settled and we're home and we're comfortable and we have a minute to be like, hey, wouldn't this be cool? And to know that you have somebody that will be like, yeah, let's give it a try, you know, and to be in a district that will also support some of our ideas that sometimes seem pretty big. But we've felt, both of us have felt lucky to have each other, to have great people to collaborate with in grades below us and above us as well. That's huge. It's just everything. The relationships are everything.
Mm-hmm. When you think about your career here, we were joking again, right? There's this heavy load, right? There's a toll. All teachers feel it, right? But you're working in an environment where it can become very quickly high stress, and very quickly you have to use these kind of mitigation strategies and methods with children, sometimes with your other colleagues, but then also you have to decompress. So, like, what's Sandy Gemmel doing for fun when she's, like, actually gets to flip the switch and turn it?
So outside of school?
Yeah.
I have a great running group that is all teachers. So we run in the morning before school, and that is a great outlet. It's not teachers from different districts. So we run together and we bounce ideas off of each other. But outside of that, I am at a soccer game. I am at a swim meet and a cross country meet, just hanging with my kids.
So what I think I heard you say is you don't ever really escape.
I don't sit, hold on. But honestly, like, when you talk about, I hate to say the word burnout, but a little bit of that feeling, I think Unified in bringing this to Indian Hill has reinvigorated both of us to see that is our outlet. Like, we're getting to see kids in this beautiful environment
outside the classroom.
Yeah, and I know you're passionate about it. I'm glad to hear that you get to do some of those fun things with your group. So what about you, Amy? Like, my go-to, right, is like pizza and chocolate, but what's your, when you flip the switch, what are you doing for fun?
I love, again, time with my family is always a great time. I have two teenagers. We are the same. I'm either at football or lacrosse. But walking with my dog, who I adore a little too much, and shopping, of course, you know. I always love a good trip to TJ Maxx.
So. Everybody sends their kids to school, right? And they know they're sending them to world-class teachers, which I always like to say, and you two are world-class teachers at Indian Hill. But sometimes people forget, right? World-class teachers are people too, right? And of course, your kids get to see that because you get to show them your personality. But that's why I like to ask those kinds of questions. So where are we going from here with Unified Track? I know there's some exciting ideas and plans for the future to expand, give more opportunities. Like, where are we going? What should we be on the lookout for?
Well, we've got Unified Bowling starting up.
All right.
November. And we have a parent that we're partnering with that's helping us to bring in some Unified Yoga. And I think, too, what we haven't mentioned is that the high school has added a Unified Arts class for students, as well as a Unified PE that's a fully credited high school class.
Ellen Hughes, yep. Julie Pfeiffer working with you guys on those.
Yep.
Really important to expand the offerings beyond just the track and field.
A lot of our students are super busy after school, so this was a way to make that an available opportunity during the school day. And I know Ellen has taken that and run with it as well.
She's so excited about it and shares her ideas with us, which is great. And being a part of the high school with the construction allows us to see a lot more people that we normally didn't cross paths with when we were in our own separate middle school.
What do you look forward to with this new spaceship of a building that's coming your way?
Just a really cool, like, places
you got
for us to meet.
Kind of plan some of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sandy's room is awesome. We envision that to be a really great, like, hub for us. A little difference this year with Unified starting up is just already scheduled weekly meetings after school. Not always track. You know, one day we thought it could be just arts and crafts. Just time together scheduled every single week, starting earlier than we have in the past, just to give kids a time to be together in an after-school activity.
And I know you always had, like, some equipment and things you needed, right, manipulatives or whatever, but, like, you both actually and the whole staff got to be involved in some of the idea of these model classrooms and furnishing and some of the special needs equipment that you have. Do you feel like people are going to get to experience a different, like, the kids are going to get to experience a different environment than they've had before?
Yes. I think, especially like when you talk about furniture, it seems like furniture in a classroom, but when you might be in a wheelchair or you have different mobility needs, I think it's going to look really seamless in the new building, where right now or in a lot of schools, the desk might look different that's adaptable.
Adaptable desks for height is something that's so simple but so important, right?
And you think it's not, like, it might not make such a big impact, but it truly does. And just the wide aisles, the classrooms are large in the new building.
What are those wobbly chairs called, like, for hyper people? Like, what are they called?
Wobble stools.
Yeah, I need a wobble stool.
Me too.
Those are amazing, right? Like, if everybody could have a wobble stool every now and then.
And how it will look like everyone kind of is having flexible seating.
Yeah.
And the whiteboards that we can pull over to work in small group. Those little spaces that I know are going to be right outside the gen ed classrooms, where if we just want to grab a few students just to go over something quickly, we are still here and quickly accessing the classroom again after we finish. It's just going to be seamless, I think.
Well, I'm going to leave you with an idea and a little bit of a, hopefully a gift, right? The idea I was thinking of when you guys were talking about where things are going, right? Once the new middle school opens up, Unified Esports.
We have kids.
The Special Olympics is already on board.
I happen to know it's a thing. I just am wondering when we're going to see it.
Okay.
I think there are some people that would help out with that, right? Mm-hmm. And the second thing is bowling jerseys.
Ooh.
They're coming your way from us.
It's going to be amazing.
Mr. Phelps and I are working on it with Mr. King. We're going to make sure you guys are going to have to help us with the sizes and stuff, right? But, like, it's really important to have a bowling shirt that's an actual bowling shirt. That's coming your way.
Thank you. They are going to be so excited.
I'm excited. I need to know how to get one of these sweaters. But more important, I'm so proud of both of you. We love having our partners join us in the podcast. Send us out, Sandy, Amy, send us out with maybe a thought about Special Olympics and inclusive activities for children. For those who might be listening in, why is this so important and why is it a part of the culture of IHMS?
There we go. Mm-hmm. So I think first I would challenge everyone to get to an event. Go to a track meet. Come bowling with us. It truly is transformative. You really see the partnership between kids. That's what it's more important about. Like, we always say, this is wonderful and great for our students with disabilities and more important for our students without. We are going to work in a world that is inclusive of everyone in learning the skill of how to work with people that have disabilities or any differences is so important for all students. And we see kids that just transform over the course of the 6 weeks of track season to the point where Amy and I are like stepped back and the kids are running it. So
Kids leading kids.
And that's who they want to be with. By the end of the day,
they've had enough of us.
So they really, I think that's the piece. Like, have, you know, if you're listening, have your kids email us and join Unified Sports. I think it truly is impactful for kids.
It really is. And we are in a district that offers so many wonderful extracurricular activities. And I think it's awesome to be able to say we truly have something for everyone to be a part of after school hours.
Well, I know that's what you guys are building. I know that's the culture that's a part of IHMS. I can't wait till you get the new physical building to continue building on all these amazing things. Again, Special Olympics Unified Champion School, the only middle school, the only Ohio school. Amazing. Be proud. Let's make sure that we're all out there supporting our student athletes and that we're all making sure people feel a sense of belonging and inclusiveness. Thank you for your time today, Edge of Heroes. It was so great to see you. I can't wait to see you laughing again outside here soon.
Thanks for having us.